Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta, and her preaching today is entitled Becoming Leaven.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The day before yesterday, we heard in the Gospel that we should have an inexhaustible treasure in heaven. And I think that makes sense because questions of money, stocks and belongings should not be our first interests. They are not substantial but can keep our whole attention. However, it is good when our attention is directed towards the Lord, because He has the real, the inexhaustible treasure. This perspective could lead us to the idea that we then are not parts of our societies who are very much founded on thoughts of growing wealth, on economy and so on. As Peter says, "The kings of the earth take tolls from the foreigners." We, as Christians, who try to build an inexhaustible treasure, could say, "Okay, then we are free and don't need to pay taxes. We don't have to take care of the rules of our societies. We can do whatever we want as long as we rely on the Lord and His rules." But Jesus tells Peter and us today that we don't want to offend our society and therefore pay our taxes. Peter said, "For us today it means that we are part of our societies. We are not something else apart from the society. Even though we might be in the situation that we become something like strangers in our community because fewer people are Christians now, especially, for example, in Germany. In that situation, it is important to understand ourselves as members of our society, as inhabitants of our town and country. If we want to bring the gospel into our world, we may not turn away from it and say, 'Oh, this is too worldly for me.' Instead, we are called to take our part in our surrounding, acting there like our neighbors, but in a way that they might ask, 'Why are you doing things in a different way?' It is as Timothy Radcliffe says in his book, A Life in God. Saint Dominic wanted so passionately to communicate with the Albigensians or Cathars that he literally got off his high horse to be close to them, to walk with them and share their poverty. He became as much one of them as he could without betraying himself, as God become one with us. So let us become one of our society, of our neighbors, of our community. Let us share our life with the others, with their lives, always having in mind that we are free but don't want to offend the others. Then I am convinced we can become the leaven that can leaven the whole flour."